Today we're diving into an advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow that takes a classic Amen break and pairs it with a long 808 tail to create that VHS rave flavor. Think jungle energy, roller motion, and dark warehouse pressure all working together in one loop. The big idea here is not just to make things sound lo-fi. It's to build a repeatable system where the Amen stays punchy and readable, while the 808 tail gives you that smeared, tape-warped emotional afterimage behind the groove. This is especially powerful in transition moments, intros, pre-drop lifts, switch-ups, fills, and those sections where you want the track to feel cinematic without losing club impact. In fast drum and bass, the ear gets hit with a lot of transients very quickly. A long 808 tail can act like a memory trail under the break. It adds weight, age, and atmosphere, but if you handle it correctly, it still leaves room for the drums to breathe. So the lesson today is really about workflow, making the tail dynamic, mono-aware, and arrangement controlled so it supports the Amen instead of blurring it. Start with the core drum lane. Load your Amen break on an audio track and warp it so it locks to the project tempo. But don't overclean it. The break should still breathe. For a crisp DNB foundation, use Beats Warp Mode if you want to preserve the transient punch. If you need more smear, you can experiment with transient or texture, but for the main groove, keep it tight. Now slice the break manually around the kick, snare, and ghost note moments. That gives you control over fills and rearrangements later. A good workflow move is to duplicate the Amen track into two lanes, one for the main groove and one for edits and variations. Color code them now. It sounds simple, but this saves a lot of time once the arrangement starts getting deeper. The reason this works so well in DNB is that the Amen is already rhythmically dense. It carries motion on its own. Once that rhythmic anchor is solid, the 808 tail can become more dramatic, because it has a strong grid to decay against. Next, design the 808 tail as a separate controlled layer. You can use operator, simpler, or a drum rack, depending on your workflow. For a clean advanced setup, I'd go with a MIDI track using operator for the subbody, and then resample later if needed. A good starting point is a sine or triangle oscillator, with a very fast attack, a decay somewhere between 600 milliseconds and 2.5 seconds depending on how long you want the tail, and little to no sustain. You can also add a slight pitch drop at the start, something like 12 to 24 semitones downward over 20 to 60 milliseconds. That gives you that classic 808 click-to-thump behavior. If you want a sample-based route, use simpler in classic mode with a raw 808 sample. Turn on one shot, shape the start and decay, and use the filter envelope for just a bit of bite on the attack. Here is the important part. Don't fire the 808 on every hit. Trigger it on selected Amen accents only, like kick replacements, snare punctuation, or the first hit of a phrase. The negative space is what makes this feel like VHS rave instead of a constant sub-drone. Now route the 808 into its own processing chain so you can sculpt it independently from the break. A strong stock device chain would be a Q8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, corpus or resonators if you want extra ghost body, maybe a touch of reverb if needed, and utility at the end for mono control. Start with a Q8 and clean out any useless infra. A high pass somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz can help, and if the tail is muddying the break, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Then use saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip on. Keep it tasteful. You want thickness, not fuzz overload. Follow that with glue compressor or a standard compressor, aiming for gentle control, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then finish with utility and keep the low end locked down. In many cases, I'd set width to 0% for the sub-region and only let the higher color elements spread. This is a good moment to package the chain into an audio effect rack and save it as something like 808 tail VHS. Map macros for things like drive, tail decay, width, and dirt. That way you've got a reusable template for later sessions. Now let's build the VHS rave color. This is not just random distortion. VHS flavor is really a combination of soft degradation, modulation drift, and limited bandwidth. The best way to do that in Ableton Live 12 is with a parallel color chain, either on a send or inside your rack. Good stock choices here are Redux for digital grain, Chorus Ensemble or Flanger for subtle wobble, Auto Filter for slow movement, and Echo or Delay for filtered repeats. Vinyl distortion can work too if you want a more damaged upper mid smear, but use it carefully. With Redux, keep the downsampling subtle. You want roughness, not full destruction. With auto filter, try a slow low-pass movement somewhere between about 1.5 and 8 kHz depending on the section. And with echo, sync it to something like eighth notes or dotted eighth notes, but filter the repeats hard so they don't fight the break. The key advanced move is this. Keep the VHS color mostly parallel. Don't bake all the degradation directly into the main 808, because then you lose control. In drum and bass, parallel damage is usually the sweet spot. It preserves the low-end authority while giving you that haunted atmosphere in the upper layer. Now shape the interaction between the amen and the tail using sidechain and phrase logic. The 808 tail should feel like it belongs to the break, not like it's floating on top of it. Put a compressor on the tail and sidechain it from the main drum bus or even a ghost kick trigger. Use a moderate ratio, a fast enough attack to let the transient through, and a release that fits the groove. For energetic ducking, you might use a release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. The goal is just enough movement so the break stays in front while the tail blooms around it. Think about the arrangement in phrases, not just individual sounds. A great place for the 808 tail is the first half of a two-bar phrase. Then pull it back before the phrase resolves. You can also use it as a response after a snare fill or an amen cut. In a drop, place it on bar 1 and bar 3 only, or just on bar 4 before the switch. That kind of selective placement gives you that classic lift and collapse motion. It feels nostalgic, but it still hits like a modern D&B arrangement. Once the tail and color chain are working, resample it to auto. This is where the workflow becomes really powerful. Route the 808 bus to a new audio track set to resampling, or record the bus directly. Capture 4 to 8 bars while the amen and bassline are moving. Then consolidate the best moments into audio clips. You can reverse the last half of a tail into a snare hit for a VHS-style pre-drop suck-in. You can fade the tail into a downlifter. You can pitch the resampled tail down a few semitones for a darker transition. You can also slice the audio and place it between break variations for switch-up energy. Resampling matters because it turns a lev effect chain into a usable arrangement asset. Once it's audio, you can edit it like a composition element instead of trying to keep the whole effect chain alive forever. That also helps you commit to decisions, which is a huge part of advanced D&B workflow. From there, build a rack for reusable tension control. Put the tail system into an audio effect rack and map macros for tail length, dirt, tape drift, low-end focus, stereo width, and send amount to echo or reverb. If you want to get more advanced, split the signal into two chains, a sub-chain for utility, EQ, compressor, and saturator, and a color chain for redux, chorus, auto filter, and echo. That gives you section control. In the intro, you can keep more color and less sub. In the drop, more sub and less haze. In breakdowns, both tails can be exposed. In the outro, the degraded color can take over as the drums thin out. The biggest mistake people make is treating the 808 tail like a static layer. In this style, it should behave like a transition instrument, so automate it. Move the filter cutoff. Change the saturation drive. Increase send levels before the drop. Narrow or widen the stereo field. Adjust note length or clip envelope so the tail evolves over time. A strong move is to darken the VHS color layer over the last 8 bars before a drop, then increase saturation over the last 2 bars, and finally shorten the last tail hit right before the full drums return. That creates a real arc. It sounds like arrangement, not just sound design. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overlap too many 808 tails with the break. Trigger the tail on selected accents only. Don't let the sub get wide. Keep the low end mono. Don't overdo distortion, or the tail turns into noise. Don't ignore the snare and kick relationship. And always check mono, because if the tail falls apart there, the mix will not translate well. For darker, heavier D&B, think in layers of responsibility. Let the amen handle propulsion. Let the 808 handle emotional weight. Let the color chain handle memory and texture. If one layer starts doing two jobs, the mix usually gets blurry. Also, design for decay choreography. The most interesting part of the tail is often the second half of its life, when it loses brightness, bends in pitch, or gets interrupted by the next drum hit. That's where the VHS magic lives. One advanced variation is root tracking ghost notes. You can make the 808 follow the bassline root on downbeats, then use a different pitch for the tail resonance on the offbeat. That creates a subtle harmonic shadow instead of a plain subsustain. Another strong trick is splitting the tail into body and smear lanes. Keep one copy, dry and mono for weight, and give the other copy heavy degradation and width. For arrangement, you can start clean, then slowly reveal more degradation. In the intro, keep the tail filtered and barely audible. In the drop, use it only on structural accents. In the mid-track switch-up, strip the drums down and let a long degraded 808 sustain carry the ear across the space. In the outro, increase the color, reduce low-end focus, and let the track dissolve into tape haze. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar loop and a 4-bar transition. Load an amen, make one clean edit, add an 808 tail only on the first kick of bar 1 and the last snare of bar 2, process it with a Q8, saturator, glue compressor, and a lightly modulated auto filter. Create a parallel VHS color send with redux and echo. Sidechain the tail from the drum bus. Then resample 4 bars, cut the best 1-bar loop, and place it before a drop or switch up. Finish by automating filter cutoff and send amount over the last 2 bars. The goal is to make it feel like a dark jungle memory with modern low-end control. If it sounds too clean, add more color. If it sounds too messy, reduce the tail density and tighten the mono low end.